Fuck.
I don't know what that noise was, but it's a good way to get rolling here. My name is Chris Johnson, and you know, if you've listened to the podcast before, that I think my dad is a hunk of shit. I don't like the man. I haven't talked to him in a long, long time. 2009 is the last time I've had a conversation with my father. People have an interesting way of looking at the fact that I don't talk to my dad. It bothers a lot of people. It makes a lot of people feel bad. Some people think I should reach out to him. Some people think we should make up. A lot of that stuff is bullshit. A lot of that stuff is based solely on the fact that we're family. If a fucking stranger did the things that my dad did, and I talked to him again, you'd say, why the fuck are you talking to him? The guy's a fucking asshole. But because he's your father, there's some kind of obligation. People feel a sense of obligation to family members. An obligation that does not exist with me. I don't feel that at all. I don't feel that ever under any circumstances. Every now and then, my father will attempt to reach out. The latest instance of my dad reaching out has to do with a job. He's got a good job. He's always had good jobs, despite not really being educated and overall being a complete fucking idiot. He's always managed to fucking land ass backwards into decent jobs. He's not good at a lot of things, but the things he's good at are enough to get him a job. And he knows I have a job now that I'm not, like, thrilled with. And please, if you're listening at my fucking job, because I know people listen, I'm fine with a job. I'm not looking for a new fucking job. But I just can't see myself sitting in a cube talking to people about insurance for the rest of my life. That's all I'm saying. And, you know, we talk to my fucking grandma and my aunt, and word must have fucking filtered down. And I got a fucking text message from him. And as usual, it was a long, meandery fucking sentence. The guy doesn't understand sentence structure, so anytime he fucking texts or emails, which is like once every 2 years, it's just a long, meandery line. You gotta fucking pick through it. There's no syntax, there's no punctuation, there's none of that shit. And it was some fucking horseshit job that I wasn't fucking interested in. And then, like, he'll send me a message like, you don't have to talk to me about this job. You don't have to reach out, we don't have to chat about it, but just put my name down as a reference. Get the fuck out of here! I don't need you to get fucking jobs. I didn't need you to get into college. I didn't need you to get any job I've ever gotten in my entire life. I didn't need you to get into the radio station. I didn't need you to get through my fucking divorce. I didn't need you to get the new job I have right now. I don't need you to get a new fucking job. Fuck off. That's weird. That's fucking weird horseshit. And don't feel bad for him. He's a dick. I lived with him for years. I have no good childhood memories. There's nothing good there. Him reaching out to me now about a fucking job is offensive. The problem I face now is that certain family members think that I'm not talking to them or not applying for the job or not conversing with them or not taking advantage of the opportunity, I'll put that in quotes, because I'm stubborn, because I'm holding on to a grudge. And that bugs the fuck out of me because that's not the case. I made the decision to not talk to my father because he was a fucking stain on my life and he fucking brought me down. So I didn't talk to him anymore and I've never felt fucking better. I feel so fucking great not talking to that motherfucker, not having him in my life, not having to worry about fucking seeing him. Stubbornness has nothing to do with it. I was camping the other day, and fucking grandma's there, dad's grandma's son. And she still loves her son, and I'm fine with that. You don't need to hate who I hate. But I was talking to cousin Kaycox about how I think it's weird that my dad is sending me random texts when we have no relationship. And my grandma just like stands up and shouts across the campfire like, stubborn! You're stubborn! And I couldn't fucking deal with it, and I fucking snapped. And I was like, God damn it, stubbornness has nothing to fucking to do with it. I'm a grown-ass fucking man. I don't need him to give me fucking jobs. I'm not fucking stubborn. And she walks over, and she's like, well, you are stubborn. I mean, what are you just gonna, you're gonna stay mad at him forever? I'm not mad at him. I just think he's a piece of shit. I said, Grandma, we're at a campsite, right? Take a look around you. You see all these people around? I don't give a fuck about any of them, and I don't want to talk to any of them. And if any of them spoke to me, I wouldn't fucking respond to any of them. Because I don't know who the fuck they are, and I don't give a shit about them. I'm not mad at them. I don't fucking care about them. That is the same situation, Grandma, that I'm in with my father. I just don't give a fuck about him. I'm not upset with him. I'm not holding a grudge. I'm just not going to talk to him because he sucks. I mean, that's it. I just want people to fucking understand that. I don't know why people can't fucking understand that. It bugs the shit out of me. When shit like this happens, I realize just how different I am from everybody else, or from most people. It's just impossible for some people to grasp. Grandma sometimes will say too, like, well, he feels bad for what he did, and he knows he wasn't good growing up. Really? I've never fucking heard that. I've never heard one fucking legitimate, sincere fucking apology. Ever. And I'm not asking for one. I'm just saying I've never heard it. So if he tells you how sorry he is for being a fucking dick, then A, he's acknowledged that he was a huge fucking dick, and B, he's doing nothing to fix it. Not that it can be fixed, but I'm just making a point. Like, if you know you're a dick, then why tell your mom about it? You're telling your mom so she fucking, like, tries to scold me, like, third party? That makes me want to talk to you even less. You understand? You understand how that works? So I guess what I'm saying is, Dad, fuck you. I'm not mad at you, but fuck you. Stop trying to get me in trouble with your fucking mom. I don't need that shit. Grow the fuck up. You got a fucking problem. Handle it like a man. Bitch about it on the internet in 5-minute increments. I'll be back Monday or Wednesday. God damn it, why the fuck do I keep saying Monday? I'll be back Sunday or Wednesday. I think I've said fucking Monday on a fucking podcast end like 4 fucking times in the last 2 months. Sundays and Wednesdays are the new podcast days. You can follow me on Podbean. Every fucking episode is there. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Play too. And you can follow me on Twitter at JohnsonHateYou. Send me a tweet and show some solidarity. Just send me a fuck you dad tweet. Anything like that. I'll take it.